We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning. Hour number four begins. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. It is 9:06 officially. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Trump trial day three. Still picking some folks to sit on the jury to make sure that this trial is going to be fair. Yeah, right.
You could hardly say it, could you?
Moving right along, we have a pressing local issue. It could impact a lot of people, and moving forward, other people might want to try this kind of thing. I'm talking about making public schools into charter schools. The city of Newberry is considering that, and joining us now is Joel Searby. I'm sorry. He's a parent and a part of a group called Newberry First. Good morning, Joel. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Just, I guess, quickly for those that aren't that familiar with it, well, you know, the quick plan, you're going to take public schools and turn them into charter schools, so there's more like hometown control, correct?
Well, the bottom line from the beginning has been to create a small, up-close, local, accountable school system. You know, many places around the country, 75% of districts actually are 2,500 students or less. Most of those have one elementary, one middle, one high. We feel like that up-close, accountable, local type of governance for our schools is the right way to go, as opposed to what we currently have in Alachua County, which is over 30 schools, over 28,000 students governed by 5 school board members who are elected at large. So that's really been the heart behind this, is not necessarily charter schools like people think of them in terms of an arts charter or a science charter, but a public school with local control, up-close leadership. That's really been the vision from the beginning.
Well, and that way the curriculum would reflect the needs of those students that live there in the community, and that might not be the same as how they would be, you know, spread across the county, like you say, thousands and thousands of students. So, okay, you went through this complicated process and got it to the point where it was coming to a vote, and it had to reach two thresholds, if I'm understanding this correctly. Majority of teachers had to be for it, and the majority of the term I read was households. Does that mean individuals in the home or one vote per home? Explain that.
Yeah, so the way it works is, yes, you have to have a majority of the teachers and the majority of the parents in households. So essentially, if you have multiple students in one school, your household still only gets one vote. So it's intended to be a reflection of the family units who represent each student. And it's a very high threshold. Not only do you have to get a 50% plus one of those parents have to turn out to vote. So if you know anything about elections, which many of your listeners do, turnout is typically very, very low in everything except for a presidential race. So to get to 50% turnout in something like this was a first challenge. And we hit that at the elementary school, and the parents voted yes. And in fact, importantly, so did the teachers. More teachers voted yes than voted no. The initial tally was 23-17 with 4 abstaining. And there is some dispute over how that has been interpreted. And that's kind of where we sit today. But we do believe that the elementary school has passed, and we're doing everything we can to ensure that outcome is treated fairly.
So if it's just the elementary school, then just the elementary school will be the charter with local control. Is that right?
That's correct. And so if we can get the outcome that we believe is correct here, which is that the elementary school converts to a locally controlled charter school, it will continue to be open to all students in the community, and we'll have local leadership with a local governing board. Including, you know, keeping the principal would be our goal, keeping all the admin, keeping all the staff. That's been the plan from the beginning so that we can continue to have a great school, but also be able to make some important adjustments that the school board has completely ignored around things like capacity and growth, as well as having that local control and local input for things like how is curriculum decided, of course, still following state and federal standards, but how is discipline decided, using the right kind of things that work for our community. How are teachers compensated? How is leadership done in our schools? That's the kind of vision that we've had.
This capacity issue that you mentioned, that does that have to do with how many students in a classroom type thing?
It's students in a classroom. It's also total capacity. You know, the school board has continued to kick the can down the road for growing the Newberry schools, and there's been, you know, disputes about that. They've added portables over the years that we don't think are really an acceptable long-term solution. The earliest date for any expansion at the elementary right now is off to 2030, and we just don't think that meets the needs of our growing community. And so, you know, if we can get the outcome that we believe is right here, which is that the elementary school will convert, our community will begin to work immediately on how do we address those things in a really thoughtful but also creative, innovative way.
I could imagine that if the outcome is one where you get the charter elementary and you work hard to get things the way that you and the parents and teachers all agree should be, and you have a way to measure the success, does that mean maybe before the next school year you would try to get the middle school and high school on board? You'd try to give it another vote?
Well, there's no plans right now to put forth another vote, but certainly, as you pointed out, the school at the elementary level, should it pass and flourish over the coming year and years, I think the community will see how this model works. And as those students graduate into the middle school, their parents will have that experience behind them, and they may be asking for that. And ultimately, that's how this process works currently, is that parents have to ask for it, and then it goes to a vote. And so, you know, while the legislature may change those rules because this is a complicated process, we could certainly imagine parents in the future wanting to come back to this if the model works well at the elementary school.
One of the other things you mentioned, that your way, and when I mean you, not you personally, you know, the way that the curriculum and things are going to go, you did mention discipline, which caught me off guard, because when we think of public schools today, the term discipline doesn't come up very often anymore, unfortunately. So give me an idea of how discipline may be meted out in this elementary school versus how it is now.
Well, ultimately, there's been a lot of robust discussion with the school board and the local schools about how discipline is handled, particularly when you have parents and students concerned about the outcomes of the current system. And we think that ultimately that decision should be made by administrators and teachers. They're the educators. They know what's best for students and their community. But there needs to be a significant amount of parent and community input so that the discipline plans match the needs of the community. And contrary to what has been put forth by the opposition, this is not a group of parents who are looking to, quote unquote, kick any kids out. This is a group of parents who want to see local community-based solutions that work for all of our kids. And we think that we can do that up close, as opposed to the current model, which is a school board and a district policy that is 20 miles away from where we're at, and our school board member doesn't even know the names of any of our teachers. We think that there's a better way to handle questions like discipline.
That is interesting. About my understanding is the public schools are forced to educate children, even troubled children that have been a problem. And you mentioned, you know, you think that there's some parents or some people are saying, yeah, they just want to kick out the bad kids. Will it be easier under the charter for kids to be, hey, you can't go to the school anymore, we've tried discipline with you, and you're interfering with the classroom, or you're creating an unsafe environment, so you're not going to go here anymore? How does that change with the charter?
Well, certainly that's been one of the concerns that has been raised by a lot of the parents in this issue. And again, I think it's important that administrators and teachers up close are making those decisions, not just random people out in the community. I am a parent, and I'm also a basketball coach at the middle school. And what I've seen very up close and in real life is that sometimes there needs to be firmer policies, as you pointed out, where students who are continuing to disrupt and cause not just disruption, but in many cases harm or threat that are not being dealt with accordingly. Those things need to be handled differently. But in many other cases, it's about providing the right kinds of services and support for some of these students. You know, so many kids that I've personally worked with, that's what they need. They don't just need to be booted out. They need the right kinds of services. And in this massive district, they oftentimes are just, you know, pushed through the cracks, and there's not enough services. And when you're up close, and when you're small, and when you are accountable, that is where you can provide some of these services. So I think it's a both-and approach. There needs to be discipline policies that have teeth, for students who are being threatening and disruptive, but there also needs to be better up-close supports, and we can do that locally.
I don't know. It seems to make sense. You make a good case for it, and we wish you success there. Should it be indeed the elementary school goes charter. Joel Searby, parent, part of the group, Newberry First, and talking about changing to a charter school in this case. And we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, our pleasure. Very interesting what's taking place there. And
yeah, it
does make a lot of sense. You know, anything handled on a smaller basis is always going to be, I would think, better.
Absolutely.
I mean, and as a great example, you can look at how big our federal government is. Mm-hmm. But if you want something done and it's a local thing, much easier to address it. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.